This is the Create Your Own Life Show, episode 771 with Michael Nemiroff.
We end up spending more money on marketing and we go to the next step because Yellow Pages had a good amount of traffic at the time. I think this was 2005. And then we go to superpages.com. And superpages.com went from, you know, Yellow Pages was $3,000, just was $10,000 a month.
Wow.
So that was a big step up for us. And we were doing about $30,000 a month in revenue. To me, I was like, look, I'm out of this business in 3 months if this doesn't work. I'm like, we just can't do this anymore. So we do that. Probably within the next day or two of going live there, the business goes from a $30,000 a month business to a $200,000 a month. It was unbelievable.
This is the Create Your Own Life Show, where we interview people that are world-class performers, from Super Bowl champions to New York Times bestsellers to billionaires. We figure out what makes them tick and unpack it for you to do the same. I'm Jeremy Ryan Slate, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we help you to create your own life. Hey, what is up, everybody? Jeremy here. It is the 18th of September, 2020, and this is the Create Your Own Life Show. I am super excited for today's episode as we have with us Michael Nemiroff, who is the co-founder of Rush Order Tees. And the thing I really like about this one, not only because Michael and I are both super nerds about the early years of the internet, we're going to talk a little bit about that, but we're also going to talk about how he started a business early in his teenage years that has now grown to, at last I read, nearly a nine-figure business, and that is rushordertees.com. And it's funny because before Michael and I had connected, we actually bought a whole bunch of our Command Your Brand t-shirts, and the reason we had went with Rush Order Tees is because they were one of the few sites that would let us customize a onesie when our daughter was still wearing them in that tiny size. So funny enough is we had connected as a customer first, and then as I learned more about the business and what Michael's doing as a co-founder of Rush Order Tees, I was just shocked how he was able to do so much so fast, so young, and scale a company very, very quickly, and honestly be in a situation where after his parents' business had folded and changed and whatnot, he kind of took his technology background, as he was self-taught in a lot of web development type areas, and said, you know what, we're going to figure out how to scale this business. And he went all in on building Rush Order Tees. So we're going to chat a lot about that today, what it looks like to build a big brand like that, what it looks like to start young, and, you know, the real grind you have to go through to start a big business, which a lot of people just don't consider. So I learned a lot from Mike today. I had a lot of fun chatting with him, and I am super excited to share this episode with you. But before we jump into this interview, I want to quickly tell you about today's sponsor. Shout out to the kind people over at Audible, because they have been, just been nice enough to offer all of our listeners out there, all you out there listening to this show, a free month of their service and a free audiobook download. I am just wrapping up War of the Gods by Eric Von Däniken. If you want to get that book or any other book for free, courtesy of Audible, that's going to be over at jeremyryanslate.com/book. That is jeremyryanslate.com/book. Also, as you know, I have a huge mission to help a lot of people, and you can actually help me do that by subscribing, rating, and reviewing to this podcast. And you can do that by opening your mobile phone right now and doing that, or heading over to ratethispodcast.com/CYOL. And a shout out to today's reviewer. He and I actually connected on Instagram, and he was telling me how much he loved the show, and I appreciate him for that. So today's review comes from Junie Prayer. The real deal, man, where you can burrow down to the true north of each guest, and that's a special thing. The fact that you host such a diverse range of guests is beautiful. Fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji. Thank you so much, Junie Prayer. Hey, if you want to hear your review right on the air, head over to Apple Podcasts or head over to ratethispodcast.com/CYOL. All right, without further ado, let's get into this episode with Michael Nemiroff. Hey, what is up, everybody? And as always, I'm bringing you guys some incredible individuals with big goals, big dreams, and are changing big things. Today, our guest is the co-founder of Rush Order Tees, Michael Nemiroff, and I'm just super excited to chat with Mike today about everything they built. Mike, thanks for hanging out with me today, man.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
Absolutely. So you guys have a super cool service, because you may or may not know this, because we've actually bought a bunch of our Command Your Brand tees from you guys, because you were actually one of the few companies that carried onesies, which we actually needed at the time, because, hey, man, babies need to represent too.
Yeah, you need to have that. We do stuff for pets as well, so I get it.
Awesome. Well, Mike, you started your business super, super young, which I find super intriguing. And I guess, like, you know, looking at it, you know, back in 2002, we're looking at, that's like baby years of the internet. You know, what's e-commerce is nothing like it was now. You know, what drew you to that in 2002 when, you know, a lot of people weren't really there yet, man?
I don't think a business starts like in a moment. I think it starts over time and through your experiences, whether you want to do it or it's out of necessity. So for us, we started out of necessity because my parents had a business. They were basically clothing designers, and the type of clothing they designed was called men's banded bottoms. And my dad's so funny about it because he said,
"What's a banded bottom?"
Yeah, so a men's banded bottom, it's basically a sweatshirt with a polo collar. You'll see them in like mobster movies.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm from New Jersey, so I'm very familiar. I've seen every episode of The Sopranos, so I get you.
Probably seen them wear it. And my dad used to say, you know, when they were successful, he said, "Michael, it can never go out of style because it was never in style."
That's true.
He was one of like two companies that did this. They had their time when they were doing really well, but then probably watched it over the course of 10 years, just start, you know, they were struggling. They bought their business partner out and, you know, they got into new business lines. Management wasn't there. Inventory management wasn't there. So a lot of things started going wrong. And I had been on a computer since my dad first bought me a computer when I was around 8 years old. Mm-hmm. So at the time, I was watching what was happening in the business. And I think I learned a ton from the failures in their business. And I was really young, and I still remember just watching. And I was working in the warehouse, and people weren't even working at times. And I didn't know why that was.
Like working because there wasn't work to do, or working because they just weren't doing their job?
There just wasn't management. My parents were trying to save
the business. That's rough.
It was probably, I don't know, 50-person business. So I saw that as a kid. And then I was on the computer all the time. And then one day my brother comes home with homework. And the homework is to basically retype this HTML. It's basically just HTML. I didn't know what it was. I could type fast. My brother asked me to do it. I type it. I go in and I ask him, "What did I just do?" And he said, and I was 13 at the time.
Now, how old was your brother at this time?
He's 17. So he's my 17. Older brother. Yeah. So, and he took the first website design course at the high school.
Wow.
So first class, new teacher, didn't feel like doing his homework, gives it to me. I end up typing it up. I said, "What did I do?" He said, "Oh, it's, you made a website, save it as .html, and then that's it." So I do
were,
that.
Were you just doing this in like a text editor at this point in time, since it was all HTML?
Exactly. It was just a notepad.
So this is like pre-Dreamweaver days, all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Dreamweaver, I think it might have been out, but I started using that a little later.
Got it.
Yeah, but you do. It's funny. You know,
I know way too much technology, man.
So you'll know what I'm talking about then.
Yes.
So launch the website, and you know, it's basically just commands, bold, italics. And once I see it, I'm like, "Oh, that's really cool." I'm 13 at the time. Like, that's awesome. I can make something. I can put it out into the world. And from there, I started, everything was a website. My homework was a website. I would make websites for friends. And what I learned how to do was basically affiliate marketing when I was 13.
Wow.
Because my parents had a struggling business, and my mom basically sat me down when I was really young and said, "Look, we don't know how we're going to afford the house. We don't know if we're going to the same school. The business is going bankrupt." And I'm like really young at the time.
Yeah.
Like 9 or so. So I started becoming very aware. So that's kind of where I got my start of thinking about business and how to make money. And by the time I'm 14, I had learned how to trade traffic and convert it into sales, to the point where I was able to pay the mortgage payment when I was probably 14 or so.
You must have been really smart as a younger kid, man. Like, I don't know many 13 or 14-year-olds that are like, they figured out how to do affiliate traffic. They're doing all this stuff. Like, they're just like, now they're just like, "Oh, TikTok and I'm dancing." Like, it's nothing like that, man.
Yeah, that would have been nice. That would have been easier. And, you know, if it wasn't for all that happening and, you know, needing to do it out of necessity, you know, I wouldn't be in business today.
But,
you know, that occurred. I was trying to help. I actually ended up helping everyone. And I handed my mom the first check. It was $5,000.
Wow.
She started crying.
How long did it take you to make that first $5,000?
So from the time I learned how to make websites and then started affiliate marketing, so learned probably like a year and a half.
Wow.
And then I was probably making $5,000 to $10,000 a month from there on out.
What were you like doing affiliate traffic then for at this age?
So I was doing it for anything. I was doing
anything. Okay, got it.
Web hosting, all different types of membership sites. So anything that had a rev share program. And there was also a per sign up program too, where you could get paid, $100 for new web hosting clients.
Yeah.
So, I would take different deals, and I actually ended up having one of those rev shares pay me for like the corresponding 10 years. It was awesome. So,
wow.
So that's where the online marketing conversion rate optimization began.
Mm-hmm.
And as I watched my parents struggle through this, I guess I just wanted to help.
Right.
So I paid the next 2-3 mortgage payments. And then I said, I'm just going to save the money, Mom. We're just going to lose the house. So let's just lose the house. I'm going to start saving the money. And we started making those decisions. And then, there's actually a few other things that happened before we got to the Rush Order Tees business. But that's where it started.
I guess then looking at it, man, like just looking at you, like, you're 13, you're 14 around this time. Like what gives you, I guess, the thought like, hey, I'm going to help my parents? Because there's a lot of kids that would just say, hey, Mom and Dad, you still got to get more stuff figured out. I guess what gives you the responsibility level to figure that out? Because that's very admirable.
Yeah. So that was, we moved from a small apartment when I was 5.
Yeah.
To a really big house. And when we got there, I was like, we live here now? I didn't quite understand. So I was just a kid. And then when I was 9 years old, my mom sat me down and she said those things. Like, we don't know where we're going to live. Mm-hmm. We're getting foreclosed. Like the things that I had no idea what they meant until she brought them to my attention. So my awareness went way up.
Yeah.
I saw how sad she was. I saw how painful it was.
Mm-hmm.
I saw how scared she was. So from then on, I just looked around and I just started paying attention. So I took the first opportunity I could, which was, you just kind of connect things along the way. You just bumble around until you figure it out.
This episode is sponsored by Command Your Brand, your source to build your brand, get more business, grow, and create the attention that your brand really deserves by becoming a guest on some of the most top-rated podcasts in the world. Just like this one. If you want to get out there, get more attention, and grow your brand, then Command Your Brand will help you define exactly who you need to be in front of, help you tell a better story, locate and book you on the right podcasts, and also help you create content that's going to create even more ROI for you years down the road. So if you want to find out more, head over to commandyourbrand.com, drop a line, and figure out how you can start to take command of your brand. I love that too, because I was just interviewing, I don't know if you heard of him, but I was just interviewing former CIA director, General Michael Petraeus, a couple days ago. And he was saying that, like, people look at, the level you get to, and whether it's in the military, whether it's in business, or whether it's in life, and they're like, oh man, you just got lucky. And it's like, he's like, no, you consistently keep putting yourself in the right position so that when luck happens, you're actually there to get it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like what you're talking about. I mean, yeah, you're fumbling around, but you're trying the right thing, and eventually something hits. And for you guys, it ended up being, e-commerce t-shirts. And I guess for that, like, where does that idea come from? How do you guys decide you're going to, because your turnaround's pretty quick on the shirts and everything. So how did you decide you're going to pull that model off? Because that in itself is challenging.
Yeah. So you just kind of work through things and figure out. So there was a time where I just got tired of doing the online marketing. I was staying up late every night and it was good.
Yeah.
But there was a time where I was really hitting up AOL users a lot for the traffic. But then they put out a patch that blocked that entirely. So that was gone. So then I was probably 16 or 17 at the time. And it was still slightly there. I could still do stuff. But I guess my parents' business was basically done at this point.
Yeah.
And my dad had been trying to figure out. He was basically like doing what's called jobbing, making deals to sell 500 of these widgets to this guy. And he was basically doing that. He wasn't even doing it that actively. So his friend, Steve, and I love this guy. He looked at my dad. He was a friend of my dad. And he said, Alan, you're not doing anything anymore. I have a $400,000 a year business. I sell custom t-shirts. I go door to door. And I go to restaurants and bars and car washes. You're an amazing salesman. Come on the road with me. And I'll show you exactly how to do it. I'll show you where to buy the shirts, where to get them printed, everything you need to know. I'll show you how to make margin on it. So my dad, for the first half a dozen times, didn't do anything.
Wow.
He didn't do anything. And my brother overheard the conversation. And my brother was kind of tired of living in this situation of uncertainty. So he said, "Dad, we're going on the road and I'm going to go out there with you and we're going to go sell." And so I'm still on the internet. I'm still trying to do stuff online. And then they come home, I think on the first or second day, with three orders, a car wash and two restaurants, like a pizza shop and another type of restaurant. Across those three orders, I think they were making like $1,500.
Yeah.
And to me, I was like, wow, that's really good money. And not only that, it's a product and service. Like, it's a real thing. It's a tangible thing. Whereas what I did, it was all digital. And I had no idea who I was selling to, essentially. I was basically a conversion rate optimization guy. Mm-hmm. And I just found an interest in that. And also what I was doing was kind of drying up. So it pushed me to say, okay, guys, this is great. Let me take it online.
So it's kind of like a, you have a little bit of it, I have a little bit of it. Let's put this thing together and it's going to be like Voltron here.
Yeah, exactly. So we made a poor man's Voltron.
I love it.
It was not pretty at first. And, you know, if you look at the first rushordertees.com, and I show my staff how we started to show you that, you know, you really can't wait for anything to be perfect.
Yeah. I love that too, because you've met my wife. And one of the things that I am like totally, I have bad reputation for in our company is I like to get things done fast. So there's like 72 typos in everything I do. And like, I'll send things out with like pad grammar typos. I'm like, yeah, but it's out. At least it's getting the communication out there. But they're always like,
You understood what I meant.
Yes.
That's how we got started. And I took my online marketing, traffic trading, conversion rate optimization skill set and applied it to t-shirts.
Yeah.
And it was just a static website that you could, you know, had a blinking phone number, need shirts fast. And then we started marketing on yellowpages.com.
Wow.
I think like 3,000 a month or something when we started.
Well, I guess then looking at it then, Mike, looking at it now, you know, you guys are Inc. 5,000. You're the official partner of the Philadelphia 76ers, which when I told my father-in-law, he was so excited. He's a huge Sixers fan. I guess looking at that, like, you know, how does that small little e-commerce company just selling t-shirts, you know, you guys grew big. Like, what were you focusing on to like, you know, grow at that level?
Yeah. So at first it was just survival. It was just pay the bills, figure out a financial future that could basically get us to somewhere that wasn't so uncertain.
Sure.
Basically take control back of our lives. I said to my brother at one point, I said, and I think I was, I don't know when this was. I said, Jordan, I said, we're going to work really hard because I don't want to settle. Because we've been settling for almost a decade trying to figure it out. So we never knew it would get this big. And I even talked to CEOs of other companies in the industry who are really big. No one ever intended it to get as big as it did. You know, the first 3 years we worked around the clock and we barely broke even.
I like the first part of what you said there though, because I think that's not a viewpoint a lot of business owners have. It got a lot bigger than we intended it to get. A lot of business owners are like, I'm just trying to get big, man. I'm just trying to do it.
No, we were just trying to survive.
So you're working around the clock and then, you know, things change for you guys then at some point.
Yeah. So it was me, my brother, and my sister. My dad would do anything for us. He wasn't active in the selling or anything, but if I told him to drive a package to California from Philly, he'd do it tomorrow.
And
he,
wow.
Especially back then. So we were just figuring it out. And first 3 years, we basically took up too much capacity from our contract printer and we ended up bringing the printing in-house. So I thought that was a great idea. It probably wasn't at the time. Probably could have grown bigger faster if we just continued to build our contract network and are printing the more printers. But so anyway, that took up
That probably raised your cost quite a bit then too, because you got to get your own equipment and everything else.
Yeah. Well, initially it did. Yeah. And it ended up costing us opportunity. It obviously saved us money on the production side because I'll work for free and so will my sister.
Yeah.
So that was it. So and then after the third year, after like working our asses off, I remember like sleeping in the office and it's hot. When you're screen printing, it is hot. Like,
wow.
It's 110 degrees in the summer and it's unrelenting. It doesn't
stop. I get it. My dad's, they do like rubber parts, like gas masks and stuff like that. So like manufacturing, dude, you walk in one of those plants and like you feel like you lost 5 pounds walking in the building.
It's like you walked in this scene from Die Hard. Yeah. It's unbelievable how hot it is. It's unbelievable. And that's building the business felt like. It felt like I was walking into the movie Die Hard every day. I had, something was on fire. It was hot as hell. Someone was quitting, whether it be my brother, my sister, myself, or an employee. So it was just crazy. So then year three, I told my brother, and then we had an accountant come in. I said, look, we're not making any money. I don't know what's going on. But I thought I was doing something wrong in the accounting. And he said, you just don't have enough revenue. You're barely covering. You're basically just surviving to cover your costs. So we had a revenue issue. I should have known that, but I was probably like, I don't know, 19 or 20 at the time.
Well, and you're also, it sounds like you're spinning this plate, spinning that plate, spinning this plate. And you're like, oh yeah, we're supposed to be making money too. So I get it.
Through the night, my sister's crying as I spin a board to her to print it. You know, so she's printing with her tears, essentially. It was, so then we end up spending more money on marketing. Mm-hmm. And we go to the next step because Yellow Pages had a good amount of traffic at the time. I think this was 2005. And then we go to superpages.com. And superpages.com went from, you know, Yellow Pages was $3,000. This was $10,000 a month.
Wow.
So that was a big step up for us. And we were doing about $30,000 a month in revenue.
So
we were about
you're throwing a third of that cost now in advertising, basically.
Yeah. And that, to me, I was like, look, I'm out of this business in 3 months if this doesn't work. I'm like, we just can't do this anymore. So we do that probably within the next day or two of going live there. The business goes from a $30,000 a month business to a $200,000 a month. It was unbelievable.
How do you keep up fulfillment with that, man? Like that's got to be insane.
No, it was don't sleep. We're going to be printing all day. That's when we hired our first employee. Mm-hmm. He was a printer. He was actually with us up until 2 years ago. He was awesome. He's awesome and also a pain in the ass, but I like it. So that really changed the business. Marketing is what drove the business forward then and has since, along with obviously operational efficiency.
You know, I love that because I've found, at least in my own experience, and I've found with a lot of business owners I talk to, like for some reason, I feel like especially in the design world, because like I have friends that are graphic designers and stuff like that. They're like, oh, I have to focus on the work because the work's so important. But here's the thing is like bringing in the sales and bringing in new business can fix a lot of problems in your business because you can pay for stuff to get fixed.
It does. And I was telling my girlfriend last night, I said, my favorite quote from Shark Tank is sales cures all.
Yeah.
It really does. Like you can mess up, you can expand, you just need money to do stuff.
So I guess I'm looking at it like, you know, you guys have been in the online space for a long time. You've seen a lot of stuff change, a lot of stuff gone, a lot of stuff, you know, come. You know, what are you most excited about now, you know, looking at the online world, looking at what Rushford Ortiz is doing?
Yeah, so we built a really strong e-commerce business for printing your logo on any type of apparel and even more specifically on any deadline. So if you need shirts, like if you called us today and said, hey, I need shirts Saturday, so we have over 100 printing presses. We always have capacity open because that's kind of how the premise on which we built the business. Like we'll get you shirts when you need it. So if you need like 100 shirts tomorrow, no problem. We have almost unlimited capacity. We'll get them there. So I think what we're excited about is, look, we've invested a ton of time, money, energy into being a leader in e-commerce. And we're probably top two or three in the e-commerce space.
Wow. So, is that nationally or globally?
No, just nationally.
Just nationally.
Side. So anytime you look for custom t-shirts online, custom sweatshirts or anything like that, we're going to be the top one or two result organically paid everywhere.
Yeah. And that's how I found you, honestly. And I'm a lazy Googler, man. So like you had to be top of the page for that to happen.
You're right there. So we're always at the top. So, and that's what we go for. So what we're excited about is it's been so hard to get to the point where you're one or two and there was so much competition on the way. We're just excited that we can finally, like we claim that position almost.
Sure.
It's not ours forever, but we're going to continue working hard for it. But we're going to continue to improve things in the industry that it didn't otherwise have before we entered, which is the custom space when we got in was a back of the line business. You get in, like you want an order. All right, we'll get it to you in 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, you want it tomorrow? I'll try to do you a favor, but I'm not sure because everyone wants it tomorrow. So
that's how we ended up working with you guys. We're looking online. We're like, all right, we have an event where we have to leave for South Carolina tomorrow. I need this shirt in like a day.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get it.
So that's it. So we're just excited to bring like faster deliveries, higher quality prints without compromising anything at all.
Yeah.
So because most companies in the industry, it's about 2-week delivery. That's the standard. But we think we can get it to 5 to 7 day industry wide. or within our business. I'm sorry.
That's the thing that's really important. I think, feel like, especially in the t-shirt space, because, you know, like, I've worked for so many companies like in my life where they'll buy t-shirts and I'm like, yeah, I don't want to wear that. It's itchy. It's uncomfortable. You know, the graphics, if you wash them once, it's kind of over. So it is important, like, not only be fast, but be super quality, because you actually want something people are going to wear, man. It's really important in your industry.
Yep, it really is. And when you think of fast in the custom space, you might think, oh, it's cheaper, it's not going to last. But we make sure that we get the best machines, we dry everything properly, it's all going to last. So
awesome. Well, Mike, this has been awesome today, man. I know I've learned a lot and our audience has learned a lot. If they want to find out more about everything Rushwood Ortiz is doing, where's going to be the best place for them to go?
Yeah, just go to rushwoodortiz.com. And, you know, you can design online, you can upload your logo, you can, you know, add text. And then the thing about us is we let you customize your delivery date down to the day, not just some range. So if you want it, you know, next Thursday, you can target Thursday and then we'll guarantee that delivery. So
wow,
that's really it.
Awesome. Well, Michael Nemeroff, thanks so much for hanging out with me today, man.
All right, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.
Hey everyone, thank you so much for hanging with me and Michael today. You can check him out over at rushordertees.com, or you can get the show notes for this episode and anything we spoke about in this episode over at jeremyryanslate.com/771. Also, you can help me to help more people, and it is super simple. Just pull out your mobile device right now, hit the number of stars you want to leave us a written review, and also subscribe to the show, and I'll read your review on the air. All right, everyone, have an amazing, amazing day. I appreciate you. Get out there and go create your own life, because nobody's going to do it for you.